Well, it is Monday and time to check in with our friends at the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. And with us to do that is Laura Smith. Good morning, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you ran down the whole spiel of what you got happening, and you've got a lot. So what's happening with the Y?
Yes, so much is happening. You know, I mean, people think of us as busy during the summer, and we are super busy. But then, you know, we close the chapter in summer, and we're already out of the gates running in the fall. One of the exciting things is today, if you are around our Charlotte Avenue Y, our women's locker room, renovated women's locker room, is opening today. So we're super excited about that. If you've been to Charlotte Avenue, you know that our men's locker room, which got renovated and open in October, and then now our women's here that's opening today, is probably the most needed renovation of a YMCA locker room ever. But they are gorgeous and so pretty. So invite, obviously, only the women's can go in the women's. But if you haven't checked out the men's, stop by and check out the men's as well. And there's an opportunity for those who invest in our community and with our Ys of $1,000 or more on an annual basis, we have a locker for you. So you don't have to pay for a locker rental, but we will pick out a locker with you and have that locker for you with that $1,000 or above donation for the year. So that's at our Charlotte Avenue Y. We debuted that with our men's locker room in October. And then that is rolling out also at our Indian Land Y, our CSD Y, and then our Baxter Y too. Just a way to say thank you for those who, you know, kind of really give their time, talent, treasure to the Y.
And you said you have work and renovations being done to some other Ys as well?
Yeah, so if you haven't been by Riverwalk, it is beautiful. We changed out some equipment there, so it's got a gorgeous new layout, and then some new equipment heading to Clover and York as well. So again, you know, we have a, you can imagine operating as many facilities as we do, the list of needs and upgrades and things that we want to do is so long, but we work hard to look at every facility and figure out a way that we're going to invest and give that facility love each year. And so Clover and Riverwalk and York are getting some new fitness equipment.
So you can't do all these great things without money. So you have a big fundraiser coming up in September.
Yes.
The golf tournament.
Absolutely. So, you know, the fitness equipment and some of the other things that we do, you know, that's membership dues and operations and stuff like that. But all this impact work we do, like, you know, in the fall here, literally the first day of school or the second week of school, we were down in Kershaw at our Marion Bone Y doing our Learn to Swim program. And we've talked about our Learn to Swim program, partnered with five different school districts, and every second or fourth grader, depending on the school district, comes to us, and we are teaching water safety. So our big thing is that any child that finds themselves around water, they can safely find their way out of that body of water. So we have that going on, but all of that work that we do, it's $1.6 million of impact work across all three of the counties that we serve, but we wouldn't be able to do that, just like you said, if it wasn't for events like our golf tournament that's coming up. We've got four signature events and then our Mission Strong campaign that runs all year that we raise money for. And we are excited. This is our second year with our golf tournaments out at Tiga K on September 28th. And we are eight foursomes away from filling out the tournament with 36 teams. So that's amazing. We had 22 teams last year, which was very successful for a first year of a golf tournament. But we're eight teams away from filling out the whole field of 36. Ooh. And we're excited. We would be just over the moon if we could fill out that those foursomes at the 36, because that means that maximizes the money that we could invest in all those impact programs that we're talking about.
So if somebody is listening and they are golf enthusiasts, how can they register their foursome to participate?
Absolutely. If you go on our website and then you can click on our golf tournament, and it gives you sponsorship opportunities. And if you don't want to quite sponsor and want to put in a team, that's cool too. But really the way to invest is become a sponsor of ours, and then you get a foursome with that sponsorship and get to come out and enjoy a great day of golf.
Perfect.
And then we have got some registration for Camp Cherokee. Is that right?
Yeah. So believe it or not, we, you know, we're just talking about finishing up the summer the last time I was here. And then we had Camp Luck is always our last week of, of Summer Out There, which is an amazing week for us. But literally, we close the books on that. And then, believe it or not, so one of the ways to invest in Camp Cherokee is to become one of our CCC members, which means that you're investing $25 or more a month in kind of the upkeep of Camp Cherokee, which goes right into our upkeep on how we take care of the facility and the grounds. But by being a member of that, you get early registration. And so early registration starts September 21st. So it will be before I'm even here. So it's 3 weeks away, because I think I'm scheduled here actually on the day of the golf tournament, which next month, which I'll probably have somebody sub in for me on that one. But so 3 weeks from now, we'll begin registration for next summer's Camp Cherokee. So that's, you know, how forward thinking we have to be with all these programs, is that the minute Will closes and Ian closes things out, they're already on to the next thing. So that's super exciting for us. And if you haven't been on Camp Cherokee's website for a while, we had a brand new website that rolled out midsummer with some amazing 3D videos and some other things. So it's worth checking out if you haven't been on the Camp Cherokee website in a while.
She is Laura Smith of the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Catherine had a checklist over there. Did we get through it all? I'm not sure.
I think so. I think so. Special shout out. We're already registering for our second annual Elf on the Run.
There you go.
So it was a tradition we started last year, too. It starts and ends at our Indian Land Y in partnership with Crossridge, which is amazing because they allow us to run through their beautiful campus there. But we already have 125 runners signed up. Mm. So grab your spot, because you're going to want the long sleeve hoodie that comes with your registration.